Good morning, everyone. Welcome to you to this, our family service. Welcome to those here in the sanctuary and to those who are joining us online, either at this time or later in the day or the week. This morning, we're going to focus on one of the I am sayings of Jesus, namely, I am the light of the world. Let us worship God then. We sing to his praise and glory, hymn 93. Let us, with a gladsome mind, praise the Lord, for he is kind. In the book of Genesis, we read, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light." Let us pray. Gracious God, as we gather in the morning light, we praise you for your light that burns brightly in the darkness and guides us as we journey through life. Lord God, you gave us Jesus, the light of the world. May his light shine on us and through us, that others may see our good deeds and give glory to you, our Father in heaven. Almighty God, your light exposes the darkness not only in the world, but in our lives. We confess we have sinned against you, and the things that we have thought, said, and done. We are truly sorry, and we ask for your forgiveness, and we pray that being set free from guilt and shame, we may walk in the light. Gracious God, as we rejoice and give thanks to you, the one who is kind and who filled the new-made world with light, we praise you for your love which endures forever, and we seek your blessing upon our time together. Help us to worship you in spirit and in truth, and as we dedicate our lives and offering to you, may your great name be adored in all the earth. These things we ask through that same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you, God the Father, and in the unity of the Holy Spirit, that same Jesus who taught us as the one people to say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Just a few notices to bring to your attention. There'll be a further time of fellowship in the parish halls following the service today, and jam will be for sale. So please do come along if you can. That's tea and coffee and biscuits in the parish halls following this morning's service. Summer copies of the Parishioner, the church newsletter, are available in both vestibules of the church. If you don't have a copy, please do take one. The Bible reading rota for June through to September is now available in the main vestibule of the church. If you would like to read the lesson on a Sunday, please put your name and contact details on the sheet. The Kirk Session will meet in the parish halls this coming Tuesday at 7:30. And finally, tickets for the barbecue to be held in the manse garden from 3 to 6 on the 19th of July will be available from next Sunday. Let's hope the weather will be good on that occasion. I was at Stirling Show for a short time yesterday afternoon. Let's just say it was very muddy. I was glad I'd put on my boots. And the Highland Show, of course, takes place this coming week, but the forecast looks a bit better, so we're happy about that. Well, it is good to see you, and I want you to imagine you waking up and it's pitch black. You cannot see a thing. And for a moment or two, you cannot remember where you are. Has that ever happened to you? How do you feel when that happens?
Panic.
You panic. I think that's a very good word. I think you do. You panic. It happened to me a few years ago. I was in a house where there weren't any street lights. And it was one of these blinds that was right up at the window. So there was no light whatsoever coming in. And I woke up and I thought at first I was in the manse, so I put out my hand like that. Well, there was no light to switch on. And I honestly couldn't remember where I was. It is quite frightening. So if you're in that situation, would something like this be a help to you? A tin of baked beans. Do you never have a midnight feast? Who thinks this baked beans would be a help to you in the middle of the night when you couldn't see a thing? They wouldn't be, would they? Because first of all, you wouldn't be able to see where they were, and you wouldn't be able to find out how to open the tin. And if you did, well, it could be pretty messy, couldn't it? What about this, though? What if you had one of these? Would this be a help? Do you think this would be a help? What do you think that looks like? It looks like an urn that you put ashes into, doesn't it? But it's not really. It's a light. Look at this. Isn't that amazing? Eh? Do you think this would be a help to you in the middle of the night? Of course it would. You might not be able to see it, but if you were able to put your hand out and then touch it, isn't that amazing? It's a great light altogether. Right, so that light would be a help to you. It would help you to see where you are. I want you to imagine now that you're walking through the woods and suddenly it becomes really dark, pitch dark, and you cannot see the path in front of you. All you can hear are the sounds of different animals. What would that be like? Would you like that? I love walking through woods, but I don't think I would really like to be in them when it was really, really dark. So imagine you're in the woods. Would something like this be a help to you? A registration plate, Rev 1. Do you think that would be a help? Not really, would it? That wouldn't help at all. But there's something else. What about this? Do you know what that is? It's a torch, and it's a tiny, tiny torch, isn't it? And yet it's amazing the light that it gives off. Sometimes in the height of the winter, if I come into the church for something, I don't bother putting on the lights, I just put on this torch. And it is amazing how much light this torch gives off. So a torch like this, when you're walking through the woods and it suddenly becomes pitch black, would be a great help. You'd be able to see the path in front of you and to follow it. Now, finally, I want you to imagine you're the captain of a ship at sea at night. Any of the young ones here like to be the captain of a ship? You'd need to like the sea, I suppose, wouldn't you? Well, imagine you're the captain of this great big ship, but you're getting close to the shore and you want to avoid the ship that you're the captain of running aground or going against rocks. What would you do? Would something like these be a help to you? Can you see what they are? That's it, Gregor. These are binoculars. Now, wait and we'll see if I look through these. Oh, yes. I can see you all very clearly. But would they be any use at night when it was dark? They wouldn't, would they? There'd be no use at all. But what about this? Can you see what this is a photo of? A light house. A light house. And they are dotted around the shores and the coast of our country. And where I grew up in Kintyre, there's a lighthouse at Devar Island. And when it's really dark at night, you're aware of the light that comes from the lighthouse. So the lighthouse gives off light that helps the ship's captain to see where to go and where to avoid. In all the different situations that we can find ourselves in as we journey through life, light can be a great help. Light helps us to see where we are. Light illumines our path and can be like a guide to us. One day, Jesus was talking to a group of people, and he said something that really amazed them and made them think. He said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." These words are printed on the reverse of your order of service. If you have one, shall we say these words together? The reverse of the order of service, the bottom of the page. Let's say together, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Can you see these words in the bottom? Are they not there? Oh my goodness me. I know what's happened. I've added these words to my own printed copy at home after I've sent them out to you. Right, here's another way to do it. I'll say a line, you repeat. I am the light of the world.
Whoever follows me
will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Fantastic. Fantastic. Now, when Jesus said that, the people that heard him would have remembered that in their scriptures, what we call the Old Testament, God is often referred to as the light. Light signified God's presence. And the psalmist said, "The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear?" Jesus was saying something that no one had ever said before, and no one has ever said since. He is the light of the world. His light illumines the path on which we are to walk, and his light assures us that he is present with us always, and because of that, we need never be afraid. We're going to say that verse once more. I am the light of the world.
Whoever follows me
will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Great stuff. Amen. Now, we're going to sing this great hymn by David Evans, and in the second verse, Jesus is described as our radiant King of Light. It's hymn 189, "Be Still for the Presence of the Lord."
Thank you.
This morning's reading is from Luke chapter 18, verses 35 to 43, and can be found on page 69 of the Pew Bible. Luke 18, verses 35 to 43. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting on the roadside begging. When he heard the crowd going by, he asked what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." He called out, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Those who led the way rebuked him and told him to be quiet. But he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and ordered the man to be brought to him. When he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Lord, I want to see," he replied. Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has healed you." Immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus, praising God. When all the people saw it, they also praised God. Amen.
Thank you, Margaret. Immortal, invisible God, only wise. Hymn 132. Can you imagine what it must have been like for the man in the story we have just read? We believe the man to be Bartimaeus, though Luke doesn't give him a name, though the other gospel writers do. Let's put it into context. Jesus and the disciples were coming near Jericho, which was about 15 miles from Jerusalem. and the streets were absolutely packed with people, which is not surprising because everyone was getting ready to make the journey to Jerusalem for the Passover. And here, in the midst of all the hustle and bustle, there was a blind man begging for money at the side of the road. I suppose that just as with beggars on our streets today and big issue sellers, most of the people were just passing him by, thinking of him as an inconvenience, getting in the way of their busy day. But the blind man is listening to the conversations of the passers-by. And he hears that Jesus is there, and so desperate is he to escape from his world of darkness that he shouts out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Now, picture the scene. The people are there. They want to see Jesus. They want to hear what Jesus has to say. And this man, this beggar, is shouting and shouting. And so the crowds became annoyed with him. And they told him to be quiet. But Bartimaeus would not give in. He persisted. He continued to call on Jesus. And we're told that Jesus heard him. And Jesus called on him. And Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said, "I want to see." And there and then, he received his sight. Can you imagine what that would have been like? This man had perhaps been blind from birth. Here he was, seeing the sun, the sky, flowers and trees for the first time. Here he was, seeing people's faces for the first time. Here he was seeing the face of Jesus, the light of the world. It must have been like being in a dark room, then suddenly someone put on the light. And because he could now see the life of the man who was no longer blind, was totally changed. And we are told he praised God and he followed Jesus. He walked in the light. Wasn't that a wonderful response from him? He didn't have his sight restored and then say, "Well, that's it. I'm off." No. He praised God. He gave thanks for this wonderful thing that had happened. And he followed Jesus. But what does this miracle, the very last miracle that Jesus performed during his earthly life, have to say to us? I believe it tells us about the way in which Jesus can not only open our physical eyes, but our spiritual eyes. And when that happens, we see things differently. When Jesus opens our spiritual eyes, we see ourselves as we are, individuals in need of God's love and care. But we also see ourselves as individuals who sometimes get it wrong and make a mess of our lives, and yet, through our spiritual eyes that have been opened, we see in Jesus one who not only forgives us, but who can help us to do better. And finally, for our purpose this morning, we see in Jesus someone who lives a life that is good and true. And it is a life that we want to aspire to and follow and be like. And therefore, like the blind man, we too are changed. We no longer think of ourselves only, but of others. We are not selfish or hurtful or jealous. Instead, we are kind and loving and tolerant. We are people who go out of our way to help others, and who, in so doing, cause the light that Jesus gives to shine in us and through us in the world. Amen. And thanks be to God. O laughing light, O firstborn of creation, hymn 135. We come now to the Sunday Club prize giving, and it's good that some of our younger people are here with us in the church this morning. So I'll call out your name. And obviously, if you're here, you come forward. And if you're not here, well, you don't come forward. Elisha, I think, is up the stairs. Maybe someone will take him down. Will that be okay? And maybe his big brother Richard will come down as well. Would that be fine? That'll be good. And while we're waiting for you, is Fia, I don't think Fia's here today. Caitlin's here. Well done, you've been a very good attender, Caitlin. Thank you very much. And your sister, Carla. And you've been a great attender as well. Thank you very much, Carla. Here we are now. Oh, isn't that a great book for you? Isn't it? Hey, you'll have great fun with this book. Lots of lovely, there's lovely coloured pictures and also words for you to colour in. Isn't that good? Hey, will you have fun with that? Oh, you're a great boy and you're looking very smart today. So there you are. That's an activity Bible. I hope you'll have great fun and learn from that. Would that be okay? There you are. You've got to take that. That's good. Is your big brother there too? I think he is. Is Richard coming down? That's it. And Charlie's Google. I don't think Charlie's here today, but Granny will collect this for her. That's good. And Rebecca. There we are. Were you at Stirling Show yesterday?
Yeah.
Did you get wet?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not surprised. I was talking to your daddy, but it was dry at that point. But it was very muddy. Huh? Did you have on your Wellington boots?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad. That's good. Are you going to the Highland Show?
Yeah.
Oh, that's super. Are you taking time off school or will you just go on Saturday? Maybe you shouldn't answer that one. There you are, Rebecca. Well done. Hello. Now, I saw yours here. Richard, there you are now. Do you like football? Oh, well, I think you'll like this book because it's Toward the Goal, and it's the true life story of how a boy from Brazil became the FIFA World Player of the Year. But you'll learn a lot in that about God and how God works in our lives. So great to see you, Richard. There you are. Well done. Thank you. And Gregor. This is a very appropriate book for a budding young farmer. There we are, Farm School, learning about life, God, and the Bible through the world of farming. That sounds impressive, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Eh? You look forward to reading it? Oh, that's good. I think that'll be a great book for you. And once you've read it, you can tell me all about it. Would that be okay? Good, son.
Thank you.
That's great. And Ewan Thompson, I think Ewan. I don't think Ewan was expecting one, but you've been a great help to us coming along, and so it's a pleasure to present you with this. Do Your Best 100 Plus Skills for Growing Up in the 21st Century. And that's by Bear Grylls, and he's a great Christian. So I hope you enjoy reading that, Ewan. Thank you very much. A round of applause for all the children. Will we get a photo at the end? Will that be all? Or do you want a photo of this now? Yes, while the children are down the stairs? Is that okay? Is my hair looking all right? There we are. Will I go in the middle? Is that okay? Now, I think there's two other children there. It would be good if you came out and joined us in the photo. Would you like to come out? No. That's me told. Are we all right? Now, are you wanting to look over? This is the point where I breathe in. Thank you very much. Thank you again, boys and girls. Are they taking another one? Wait, before you go away, now, I did think I might not get through the service without something being said about the birthday. Would anyone like to guess what age I am? Any guesses? 54. Oh, you're my friend, Gregor. Yes, Rebecca? 60. Well done. 2 years and it'll be the big 6-0. Oh dear. It's hard to believe that when I came here I was 31. So 31, 41, 51. God willing, we'll see 61 and beyond. But thank you for your good wishes. Our prayer of thanksgiving and intercession, let us pray. Lord Jesus, light of the world, we thank you for your presence with us always, and we rejoice that we are members of your family, the Church. Gracious God, we thank you for the wonder of your creation and the miracle of life in its infinite variety. We thank you for all living creatures and for hill and vale and trees and flowers that adds so much to the beauty of the earth. Lord Jesus, you were part of a family home in Nazareth. We thank you today for our families and our friends, for those who care and look out for us, and who are always there in good times and in bad. Gracious God, on this Father's Day, we thank you for our earthly fathers, and we give thanks that you are the Father of us all. Teach us then not simply to say our Father, but to mean it, to recognize that you love us as deeply as any human father, and infinitely more besides. Lord Jesus, we remember all for whom these are difficult days. We think of those who lost their lives in the Air India crash last week. How awful. And we remember their families and friends devastated by what has happened. Be with them, O God. We pray too, O God, for those in lands torn apart by conflict or by war and who live each day in fear. At this time, we think especially of the people of Israel and Iran. And we pray that their leaders would find some way in which to reconcile their differences. And so we pray for peace. Gracious God, closer to home, we pray for those who are lonely, for those we know who are unwell, and we remember all who are sad. We think of those families who gathered here in your house in the past week, and of the family who will gather here tomorrow. We pray, O God, that something of your love would touch their lives and be a comfort and a blessing to them. Lord God, may your light shine wherever there is darkness today. And may it be our guide as we seek to live lives that are pleasing to you. And now, O God, as we give thanks for our Sunday club, for the boys and girls and their leaders, and the great service they give, we pray your blessing upon our whole church family. May we be like light shining in the darkness, spreading your love and dedicated to you, the light of our salvation. In Jesus' name we offer this, our prayer. Amen. Friends, I remind you of the tea and the coffee and biscuits that will be served in the parish halls following the service. You are most welcome to come along and join us there. We bring our family service to a close by singing the hymn 448, hymn 448, Lord, the light of your love is shining. Jesus, you are the light of the world. Keep us following you so that we never walk in darkness, but have the light of life and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you now and always.